Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are, and boy, our lines have been on fire, too. Hey, Scott?
Hey, Rick, you know, I got to tell you that the last caller is not atypical. He is the typical Christian Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
Typical. We are not, we're the exception to the rule. For the most part, well, I do believe that the people are beginning to wake up. And hopefully Steve can go and do his homework and, you know, look and see the whole circumstance surrounding the racist Marxist state of Israel.
Well, you know, none other than columnist Georgie Ann Geyer. You know who she is. Georgie Ann Geyer is a great syndicated columnist, at least she has been in the past. And she came out and said that in so many words in one of her columns, that the Zionist Jews have exploited the Holocaust and World War II for their own benefit. And what they have done is unconscionable. Now, that's pretty brave, I think, from a columnist like that in the Chicago Sun, I believe she wrote for many, many years. And so, you know, when it comes from people like that, and Israel Shahak, and Norman Finkelstein, and so many others who say the same things, you know, you can't call them crackpots. You can't say that these people are lunatics and that they are siding with terrorists. They believe in individual rights, and so do we. And, you know, it isn't right to destroy another people, no matter who does it. You have to understand the complexities of the situations throughout history, what happened in Europe, what happened vis-a-vis Jews and so forth. You also have to have some common sense when you approach the subject and not take a hard line approach with regard to Israel is right and everyone else is wrong. And that's all that needs to be said. Let's take some more calls because we're just gobbling up time. Mike in Arizona, you're on the program.
Yes, Rick.
Yes. Scott.
Hi, Mike.
Good evening. You know, it was odd. All I was going to do was call and say Merry Christmas and God bless you. And thanks for all that you do, and thanks for your excellent show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But a couple of things, I'm making a few notes here. One of the things that struck me, you mentioned earlier about Revelation and Babylon is destroyed in 1 hour.
Right.
And it seems to me when they flew those airplanes into the World Trade Center, didn't they collapse in about 1 hour?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot quicker than that.
Well,
it didn't take an hour
there.
For the buildings to collapse. You know, the final continuing collapse afterwards is something else.
Sure.
But when the planes hit the buildings and they came tumbling down in perfect symmetry, pancaking, you know, they came down pretty quickly.
Yep, that was the beginning of World War III.
Well, maybe not. I think that we've been precipitating these people to attack us for a long, long time.
True.
Like when we shot down the Iranian Airbus back in 1988, and the Vicentes and supporting
Israel. You're
making
the assumption that this was done by who?
Well,
by 18 Arabs with box cutters?
Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not.
I understand his point, though, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we accept that notion. These people have been aggrieved for a long time, and we are and have been occupying, or the government of the United States, been occupying their soil. And Saudi Arabia was one of the flashpoints. So, I mean, you can understand why they would be angry enough to do something like that when they see our missiles going into the Middle East and bombing children and so forth. They have to be pretty upset.
I do understand, but I do not believe that it was...
I don't either. I agree.
...with box cutters that did this.
Of course.
And I believe that it was, you know, much more sophisticated and planned.
Mike, do you have another question or comment quickly?
Yeah,
we'll get you on after the break. Stay where you are, sir. Mike and Jim and Ed, Charlie and Alan, we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams and Scott Smith, my co-host. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here we go, here we go.
All right. Okay, we're back with our caller, and I'm Rick Adams, and then we're going to continue to move along rather quickly because we have so many calls. Scott Smith and Rick Adams together are the dynamic duo. But Mike in Arizona, right? You wanted to add one more point before we move along. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Regarding Steve, your previous caller, and sometimes they have the misconception about what's going on, I would suggest in all this Palestinian versus Israel that everybody here in the United States is a half a step off, that the Palestinians are responding to the Israeli terrorism, not the other way. Menachem Begin with the Irgun, they went into the Deir Yashin and killed about 250 of the people that live there. You can find reference to that in the April of 1983 National Geographic. Shimon Peres and the Haganah, Moshe Dayan driving into towns, machine gun in the buildings and throwing hand grenades in it. For further reference, you can go to alfredlilienthal.com. Yes. That's LIlienthal.com. He wrote a book, The Zionist Connection.
Yes.
He was Jewish.
Absolutely.
And he has one article or one whole chapter in there called Terror, the Double Standard, and you can read how the media manipulates the news here and only presents the poor little Israel side.
That's right, that's
and
right.
And when they go in here and slaughter these Palestinians, you'll find that in page A34 in one of these little postage stamp articles.
Well, that's what they're doing right now, Steve, by magnifying and repeating what the president of Iran has said, the Egyptian cleric, what they have said about Israel being wiped off the map and Israel being terrible and the Holocaust being a myth. They don't put it in the context in which it needs to be addressed, and that is that Israel has a plan for greater Israel, and Ariel Sharon has a map that has existed on his wall since the day he came into office, which was the same time George Bush came to power. And that map shows an expansionist Israel that will do anything it can and use anyone it can, particularly the U.S., to grab more land. That was the ultimate goal. So if you were in Israel's neighborhood and you knew what Israel was really up to, wouldn't you say it's time to move on and get out and go to Europe? Sure you would. That's See, they don't sure. present that and, side of it for obvious reasons. Thank you, Steve, for the call. Merry Christmas. Hey, one more thing I should say before we go on to Brother Jim in Rhode Island, Scott.
Yes,
This is, you know, for the previous caller who called and cast a little bit of doubt on the sincerity and victimization of the Palestinians. This is a story from Donald McIntyre from The Independent, the British newspaper. Israeli police tied Palestinian to a galloping mule. Palestinian man said to have been last seen in the custody of Israeli border police died after being found wounded and comatose beside a mule to which he had apparently been tied and dragged along a dirt road. Now, if Jerry Falwell wants me to believe that that's the chosen people, and that's what God commands them to do, Jerry Falwell is going to be spending a lot of time in a very hot place. And it ain't going to be Haiti or Florida, I can assure you, Scott.
Yes, Rick.
I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's the way it has to be put.
Hey, you know, people need to do their homework. They cannot be listening to what their pastors are telling them. They cannot be listening to what the Zionist Jewish newspapers are telling them, the media from all angles. They have to go do their own research. And I find that the best place is with the Jewish people themselves, who know this whole situation intimately, like Israel Shahak, Norton, Mezvinsky, and, you know, Bent, the whole group of them. There's a whole Michael Hoffman. He even goes off the deep end sometime. But, you know, there are these Jews who have the honesty and truth inside them to come forward and let other people know exactly what's going on,
right,
instead of sit back and just go along for the ride, which is what the majority is doing.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Jim in Rhode Island, hi, you're on the program.
Hey, Brother Jim.
Hello, Jim.
We lost Jim.
I don't hear Jim.
I love Jim.
Maybe Jim is taking a little coffee break. Are you there, Jim? We'll give
I'm
you a
here.
Couple. Hey, here you are.
This is Charles, though.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles.
Well, they said Jim in Rhode Island.
Charlie to you guys.
In Rhode Island?
No, I'm in California.
You're in California.
Hey, Charlie,
well, how do we get from Jim and past Ed into Charlie? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. We're
All
with
right,
Charlie.
We'll take you. We'll take you, Charlie. Go ahead. We'll go back to Jim later.
Merry Christmas to both of you guys.
Thank God
you.
Bless you, Charlie.
You're going up to the number one spot on my Patriot Talk Show list.
Oh, thank you.
You got a sharp upward move. Anyways, what about those British people that were setting up Israel, and all of a sudden the hotel they were in got blasted by those sweet Khazars?
The King David Hotel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That guy should read about that. Those British people all lost their lives there.
Yes.
That's or the Liberty. What about the Liberty?
Right, right. That was snuffed under the rug.
Well, you know, who knows who's carrying out these satanic little provocateur type, you know, every time I hear about somebody getting blown up or this getting blown up, when they say who's doing it, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Like that Spanish explosion
right.
on a train.
Right.
You know
exactly.
who did it. It's like everything that ever happens bad is caused by them, it seems.
Right.
You know?
So.
Well, they have a vested interest. You know, they want to keep the whole world, these agents of the Mossad, want to keep the whole world under their fear factor, as Scott said. You know, the fear that the Gentile world, if you will, or the true Israelite world, will have the gall to criticize the Israelis. See, ever since the story of the Holocaust now, they've been wearing the garments, and everyone has been under their feet, and they say that they have a right to do what they do because they've been so singled out and so oppressed. And, you know, that's to me, that is just pure racism itself.
Right.
I mean, if anybody else did that, they would be called racist and imperialist and colonialist, you know. But they can do it, and they can do it with impunity. Well, and that's the thing that upsets me more than anything. That's the only reason I get on the subject.
Well, you know, I live in two worlds. There's the world of the walking around and seeing people and listening to what they say, and then there's the patriot world, mm-hmm. which I'm part of. So I go back and forth between reality and fantasy, so it's kind of hard to figure out which side to take, you know what I mean? I tell people about the patriots, and they think I'm a kook, and I tell the patriots about the other people, and they know all about it. So, you know, it's just... It's so weird living in this time.
Follow your heart, Charlie. Follow the truth. And you can never go wrong, no matter what the outcome, because Jesus is the truth, and all we have to do is follow him.
That's for sure. And all that's good is with Jesus.
Amen, and brother.
And all that's bad is with the other side, which I don't want to be a part of, tell you the truth.
No. I mean, what can you give in exchange for Christ? You're going to give silver and gold, you know? I mean, all that can only buy so much, but it can't buy an eternal reward.
Rick.
That's true. And when you see all these people, they're out buying new cars, and they're refinancing, mm-hmm. and they're buying all this junk,
yep.
and they don't realize that we're on a collision course, or it's just... fantasy land, you know?
They're falling into the snare and trap is what they're doing, Charlie.
And you know what I think they're going to do with all these people that owe all this money on their houses? They're going to say, you'll have to go to the gulag and because you defaulted on your loan and pay off this $300,000 working in our prison system. I think that's what they have lined up for everybody that, you know, has finance mortgages and stuff.
Charlie, it's already in effect because, listen to this, the more debt you're in, debt is what? Debt is the promise of your future labors.
Yep.
So they already have us in debt by the country, by the individual, we are in more debt, and what that is exactly what you just said, only it's here and now, and it's a reality that is present and not in the future. It can get worse, no doubt, but the reality of what you said is now.
That's what I figured out because they're always offering to loan everybody money or buy a home on a dollar down. But what they'll do is they'll collapse the economy, and then when you're stuck with your home and can't pay the mortgage, they'll say, "Well, we'll take it away, but you still owe on the mortgage." So get in the prison and start working 20 cents an hour or something.
And not only that, Charlie, when they do that, the value of these properties are going to fall through the floor, and who's going to be there to buy them all up at the fire sale?
The Khazars.
You got it, brother. And the other thing is, with these Jewish leaders, working with the average Jewish individual, it's not just the stick of the Holocaust. It is also the carrot of world dominance. They work both sides of it, the carrot and the stick. And these Jews, they have always, one of the main reasons why they rejected Jesus Christ is because he said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
Mm-hmm.
And these people want a kingdom here, and that's what they're putting into effect,
mm-hmm.
and they're having great success at it. And they're getting these other Jews to just follow along for the carrot.
Very well put. Charlie, thank you for the call. We'll be
Merry
back
Christmas.
With Alan and others.
Merry Christmas to you, Charlie.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, indeed. And we are back, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, on Friday evening. And just a reminder, next week we'll have the week off and between the holidays. And we will, God willing, be back with Republic, God willing, at the beginning of the new year. So you pray for that. And before the end of the program, Scott, you and I are going to talk a little bit about Republic and what it means to us and how people need to continue to support it. So we'll do that toward the end of the program, okay?
Whatever, Rick.
Amen.
I'm here for Republic whenever Republic needs me, wants me, because Republic, there is no other game in town.
It's Amen.
And I've said it before, you're not going to hear this on GCN. Alex Jones isn't going here, the big mighty one. He won't go here. Wimp.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and say hello to Ed in Texas. Hi, Ed. You're on the program with Rick and Scott.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ed.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I hope I'm not changing the subject because your reception is not real good out here.
Oh, that's
all
right. No, go ahead. You speak your mind. Go ahead.
Okay. My thought is with these RFID chips.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody out there with some electronic knowledge, would an EMP disable or scramble the RFID chip?
Well, we've talked about the EMPs before and how they're used in outer space, right?
Right.
You know, the satellites and so forth. That's a good question. And
they talk about these some police cars have EMP emitters that can disable your vehicle. That shuts down the electronics in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And RFID chip is electronic.
Yes.
Am I right or wrong?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So if we hit it with a... If we develop a home-type...
Jamming device
mm-hmm.
to... In other words, if somebody gets them in your animal or your kid or you or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
Hit them with an EMP
mm-hmm.
and hopefully disable it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody out there has that electronic knowledge, I don't. You know, I'm old gunpowder knowledge myself.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Make sure it's drying. Keep it high.
Right. And at the same time, you think about this. If they can do this from a police car, they have to be mobile so they can't be too big. What about the cameras? They're electronic that they're putting up on posts, you know, around the country.
We can take care of the cameras in about a half an hour just riding around in a car.
Well, I thought about doing that, you know, with my rifle.
There you go.
But would they nail you with killing a cop?
No. How are they going to nail you? You're going to have a mask on, and you're going to be driving around in a car without plates, and you just shoot them all out. Done.
Yeah, yeah. It
won't take more than half an hour. Just make sure it's everybody who's listening to this.
They
start putting up these cameras, just remember where they are, and when the proverbial poop hits the fan, just go shoot those things out. I used to throw, when I was a rotten little kid, try and hit streetlights with a rock, you know, and
mm-hmm.
We all did that.
We all
yeah,
did.
I was a stupid little kid.
But it was more fun with a BB gun.
Well, I never did that, but but I'm sure it was a lot more accurate. And like I said, you know, these cameras don't scare me that much, and neither do these neocons, because after we get done with the cameras, then it's their turn.
Okay.
But could we build a home generator
mm-hmm.
that would disable... I don't know.
I'd have to get an expert on, and we will, I promise you.
One interesting thing, Rick, I'd like to bring up I saw for the first time a commercial today to have people insert these chips in their dogs.
Oh,
first
you did,
time on TV.
You first time?
Yep, first time I saw a commercial on TV for the chip insertion and... How
easy and simple and fun it is. Huh?
Yep, and always get your animal mm-hmm. back and your mm-hmm. kids, and you know.
Well, we've got this guy that comes around and delivers food to us, frozen food. I won't mention the name of the company.
Thank you.
He comes from El Paso, and he tells me that in El Paso, probably the county, because you know they've got the. Emission controls and all this sort of thing down there, and no smoking in any building, including bars and restaurants.
Right, we got that here.
Yeah. He tells me that as of January the 1st, all domestic animals will be chipped.
Doesn't surprise me.
So.
You mean mandatory?
Mandatory.
Well, I don't know. I don't see how that can be done. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of protests about it. I hope there will be.
I hope there will
because
be.
Because, you know, if you want to do it, that's fine. That's up to you.
Well,
I got to do it. No.
They folded like a $2 suitcase on the no smoking in bars and restaurants.
Oh, they did. No, I agree. Up here it's the same, right, Scott?
Yep, and they can smoke in China and Russia, so there you go.
People have learned to live with tyranny, and that's the problem we face today.
Well, during the Olympics in Atlanta, the Japanese, I understand, told the Japanese told the people that if you don't have a smoking area in the airport, we will fly into Birmingham.
Right, right. Good point. Ed, thank you for the call. We've got a break. We'll be right back with the last half hour following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, thank you very much, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the dynamic duo on the night before the day before Christmas, as I say. Not Christmas, you know. I was telling somebody, if you believe it's Christmas, it's not Christmas. What's the name? It's Christmas. And we've just let the slip of the tongue make it almost a softer word than it should be. Christ is his name, not Christ. And Yeshua Yamashiach, Yeshua Messiah, is his name. So we should not be ashamed to use the right name if we're going to talk about it. Right, Scott?
That's right.
Amen. All right. Let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. And we'll have a cutoff point because we do want to talk a little bit about not only the Holy Day, but also about RBN and the need to support it before we end this week. Alan in Pennsylvania is next. Hello, Alan. You are on the air, Alan. Are you? Are you there? Going once, going twice, and I guess Alan is a dial tone. All right. Say hello to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
My name is Duo. Hey, Doug.
Okay, I just want to, you know, you said blessed are the peacemakers, and I think my favorite peacemaker of all time would have to be the motorist Rodney King, because he said, can't we just all get along? Now, in that vein, I was going to say Merry Christmas to you two fine gentlemen, but that would be real divisive. So I would like to say, have a very gay Judeo-Christmas. Is that acceptable to everybody?
No, you left out Kwanzaa.
Oh,
shame on you, Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Doug, didn't they used to call a sidearm a peacemaker?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, I carry my peacemaker pretty much wherever I go.
Right.
And this year I had the opportunity to use it to protect my wife from a 120-pound charging Rottweiler. Shot him right in the head on the run, brother.
You know, I'd be real hesitant about shooting a dog because I love dogs.
I love them too, but when they're going to eat your wife.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
If you were running at my wife to eat her, you'd be in big trouble too, Doug. And I love you.
Yeah. But the thing is, Rick, when they come to collect all the precious metals that I have in my home, the most precious, I have a little silver, but most precious, of course, is my lead, and I'd try to discourage them by firing a warning shot to the head, but if that didn't work, I'd just turn it all over to them.
Yeah, and have them commit suicide?
Right, right.
Understood, Doug.
You would assist them, huh? That would be assisted suicide. Is that what you're calling it?
I would be sort of like Mr. Kevorkian.
Mm-hmm. But, right. Doug, you know, I try not to leave the house. It's like my American Express card. It's like my seatbelt. I just don't feel safe unless I have it with me or prepared. And they taught me that back in the Coast Guard. Their motto is semper paratus, always prepared.
Yes. Right.
And we need more people in America preparing for the eventuality of total subjugation, because it's coming. So prepare for it, people.
Well, Scott, I always carry mine behind my seat in my pickup truck, where I can't just reach over and grab it and blow somebody away. Because if I did, there wouldn't be too many people driving the streets of Texas. You know, I succumb to road rage, but I can't stop. If we get a real delinquent, I can stop, pull it out.
Well, see,
body mass.
That's the liberals' big thing, is that they know they can't control themselves, so they figure everybody else can't control themselves. But in my mind, to even think about shooting an individual is a crime in itself. So, you know, I've never even once thought about shooting one person ever in my life. Never. And hopefully I don't have to think that way. But, you know, and the people who keep and bear firearms are probably the most respectful, law-abiding, upright citizens we have in this country. God bless them all.
Amen to that. Doug, thank you, and may you have a joyous Christmas, and may you be safe, and the Lord look over you and your family.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
Amen to that, Rick.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you, Doug.
Bless you. It's been a pleasure this year being with guys like Doug. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another favorite of ours, Joe in Rhode Island, our good buddy, Joe Church. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Very well. How have you been all week? We haven't heard from you since the beginning of the week.
Can't get into the program.
You having trouble getting in, huh?
No, no.
Well, we have had jammed lines, you know, every night.
I know.
So you, of course, helped jam them, too.
Well, that's good. That's what we're here for.
Right, Scott?
Yes, it is, Joe.
Scott heard the archival broadcast of you, and the next day, I guess, and I'm very impressed, huh, Scott?
Yeah, I called Rick right up. He said that was a great program. Great, Joe.
It's the father that does it.
I hear that.
It has nothing to do with me.
I hear that, brother.
Scott.
God is great,
mm-hmm.
and he uses his people to bring that forth.
And speaking of people he brings forth, that mighty Scotsman. And I'd like to say to you, the mighty Scotsman, Mary Messiah Massing. You see,
mm-hmm.
Christ means Messiah,
mm-hmm.
and Mass is the massing of Christian men
mm-hmm.
want to mass around Messiah.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
The government shall rest upon his shoulders.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus said there won't be peace in Jerusalem until he returns.
Mm-hmm.
Satan and his children will be there first, however. You know, one thing you have to remember. Jesus entered into Jerusalem one time riding on a donkey, and they threw palm leaves on the ground in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Not as a king this time, but on a lowly donkey.
Hosanna to the highest.
And they used to say, Hosanna, save now. See, the people wanted him to save then. It wasn't time.
Mm-hmm.
The next time he comes, at the second advent, this is for my Christian brothers and sisters out there that are being misled by some of the big muckety ducks. Next time he comes, he's going to be riding on a big white charging stallion.
Yes.
And he's going to have blood on his robes. And he's going to be followed by 180-pound hailstones that are going to turn that city to powder.
Mm-hmm.
So, study your scriptures, study the truth. Jesus is the truth. And about the star that's going to come over Bethlehem, there's another star coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as the star out of Jacob. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe, you know, we were talking to Clinton before about the fall of Babylon in chapter 18.
Yes, sir.
And Clinton, I don't know if it's in another place in Revelation, but right in chapter 18, what Clinton always said, depart from her, my people, so as not to partake in her sins and receive a share of her plagues, for her sins are piled up to the sky and God remembers her. Pay her back as she has paid others. Pay her back double for her deeds.
Right.
That's in chapter 18, Revelation. I'm going to have to look at 6, see if it's in there too, because things that are stated twice.
It's a double witness.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just say something about today, things, events that we're seeing taking place around us.
Yes, go ahead,
Joe. The birth of Christ,
mm-hmm.
the birth of our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who's coming back again.
Right.
We see a war going on at this time, and it's between 3 peoples. I talk about Abraham's 3 wives
mm-hmm.
and their children. Abraham had 3 wives. Sarah produced the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Hagar produced Ishmael. She produced the 12 sons of the Arab nations.
Mm-hmm.
And
Keturah. Mm-hmm.
She produced the Midianites. Those people would be the Pakistani, Indian, India, Afghanistan people. Here we have today Israelites, true Israelites, battling Ishmaelites and Midianites
mm-hmm.
in a civil war
yep.
for religious reasons. All sons of Abraham.
Fighting each other. Yep.
Slaughter. And the little weasel Kenites behind it, they just can't see the little weasels that are calling all the tunes and getting our people at each other's throats.
A lot of them can, I believe, Joe, but they go along for the ride. They feel they're not complicit in this, but they are by going along.
Well, it's following the way it was written anyway, Scott. So But to those that are wise, look at the three wives and their children and see today the slaughter that's going on, much like the slaughter that Herod did with the children, because he didn't want to see Messiah, his seed line, come through.
Oh, yeah, the king is telling us that's a bunch of nonsense now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's put this in for nonsense. Ezekiel 37, and this is to my brothers and sisters, the Christians out there, that are going the wrong way. They're on the right train, but the wrong track. I say this to them. Ezekiel 37, start off with verse 19. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his brother, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick. These two sticks, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, have not been joined back together yet. The house of Judah has returned to Jerusalem in part. It's only a third part. Of the other two parts of Judah are not there yet. They haven't arrived yet. However, the Kenites have slipped in amongst the true Judahites in Jerusalem today. And if anyone wants further documentation, I'd be glad to help them out with it. Now, if you go down below, this hasn't happened yet, and I'll prove it to you. You go down to verse 24, and it says, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, wherein their fathers dwell, and they shall dwell there even with their children and their children's children forever, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. And forever is a long time. That's eternity, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened yet, friends. Hasn't happened yet. Or else that place would be a very peaceful place, ruled over by the Father, who would be in conjunction with a 7,000 and a 1,500-mile cube. Friends, that hasn't happened yet. There's no pots that moved in. And when you're joining the two sticks, you watch out for the Kenites that are mixed in. And that second stick, that house of Israel, not the house of Judah, many of them are right here in America. And just give them the name above their head as Christians.
Right. Judeo-Christian.
Judeo is Judahite Christian. Doesn't have nothing to do with another name.
I hear you.
It's Judahite.
But there is some of that stick already in existence.
That's right.
Well,
but not completely.
A lesson well learned, Brother Joe. And thanks to you and Scott and all of us here that have studied enough of the scriptures, we do convey what is supposed to be the true meaning of Christ and Christ Mass. And salvation is of the way of the Israelites. Salvation is of that path through Messiah. There's no other way.
A special thanks to that little baby born in Bethlehem, the house of bread.
Amen.
For writing this word for us to study, Rick.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rick and Scott.
Thank you, Joe.
Special thanks to the Virgin Mary for saying yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, Scott.
God bless you. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
It's been our pleasure. And we have just about a minute before the break, and I've asked to hold off on calls because I want to spend, after the break, the final 6 minutes or so, or 5 minutes that we have, Scott, really talking about what what RBN means to us. We know that none of it would be possible, of course, without him, without Jesus. And Jesus has given us all the freedom that we have to speak still in America today, Scott, through institutions that I believe he has ordained, like RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And here we are tonight, and we thank God for people, men like John Stadtmiller, and others who have given us and given everyone an opportunity to learn more, to hear more, than they'll ever hear from virtually any other facility of its kind.
Right.
We thank God for that.
And
yes, Scott.
We need to support RBN at every possible opportunity. And, you know, in the book that the Lord gave us,
says, you will not muzzle the ox that treads out the grain. So,
amen.
So that RBN doesn't need to be fed just once. It needs to be constantly fed. It needs to be strong. It needs to be able to go out into the fields and plow and turn up and let growth happen so that the Spirit of God can grow and that our freedoms can be reinstituted because they've been taken away from us.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
You know.
But when we come back, we're going to break now. I want to spend that time to talk about how people can do that and what we can inspire them to do to keep RBN going and growing. That's the key word, right, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. We'll take that break now, our final break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the Christmas time, but also the end of the year for us on this particular program. And we'll talk to you in just about 3 minutes. Stay with us. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, and indeed Patrick Henry, Paul Revere, the dynamic duo, Friday nights. First off, I want to thank Kelly tonight, our producer, who has wonderfully substituted for Paul, our producer. And he's away for a few days, taking a much-deserved rest. And, Scott, as we've said so far, you know, I've been on this network since February when John Stadtmiller kindly asked me to join the staff and the crew here, and I accepted his gracious offer. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very proud to be affiliated with the network. And now you have joined on the program here, and you've been a contributor. You have helped this network stay on. And, Scott, tell them how you did it and what the best way is for people to join the pledge drive here at Republic Broadcasting.
Well, the first thing people need to do is pray for RBN.
Right.
And the second thing is to take some of their earthly rewards that the Lord's given them and bring it to RBN and leave it there, because it will grow substantially. And I think it was a couple of weeks ago I mentioned how big and how much of the truth would get out and how big it would be if we had the resources of the Disney people and the Viacoms and all of these, you know. John Stadtmiller has had to endure, you know, all kinds of obstacles and things going on in the last year and a half in order to make this radio station functional.
Very expensive.
It is expensive. And not only that, it takes a toll when you're taking money here to pay that there, and you know, you become not as focused as you should be and that you need to be in order to get the truth out, and you get caught up. And we don't need John caught up in all of this, and we don't need RBN, you know, worrying how they're going to pay their radio bills and their satellite bills and their broadband bills. That stuff, I pray to God that in the year to come, people continue to support this station so that the truth can come out. Because if we lose RBN, it's a lost thing. You know, it's the RBN's the only game in town.
That's right. And people can do so by calling during the weekdays. Give us a call, the network, 800-724-2719, or go online. If you have a computer, go online now.
That's how I
get it. Go to our site, Republic Broadcasting. It's rbnlive.com. And get on, click on Republic Partner. You'll see the donation section right there. Get on. You can make a PayPal contribution monthly. And that's the important thing. A steady diet, a steady pledge. $5 a week is not a lot of money for most Americans. So,
and it's going to do a lot more than having the money in the bank, because it's going to be treasure in heaven, Rick.
Amen. Amen. Scott, it's been my pleasure being with you for this part of the year that you've been with us the last few months. We'll see you again, God willing, next year. And next Friday that we get together will be in 2 weeks. God bless you, Scott. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Rick. Same to you and to all our listeners out there. May you have a blessed Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year and a safe one. Keep praying. God bless you. We'll see you next time. God bless you all. Good night. Rick Adams saying so long.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.